Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I happen to be Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We are. Hello, Dori.
Hello, Kate.
Dori, I wrote in my show notes, well, our show notes, that I am now part of the barefoot shoe revolution.
Now, you had mentioned this on a previous episode that you were barefoot shoe curious.
Well, I bought some barefoot shoes. But the name barefoot shoe is misleading. But I did buy some zero drop sneakers, essentially. They're like minimalist shoes. Mm-hmm. So that you get more. They basically have very wide toe beds so that my toes can spread out. They're like the opposite of a Hoka, is what's happened.
And?
Well, I'm trying them out and seeing how they feel. You know, I've been, I've been wearing sneakers very consistently because I have this plantar fasciitis. And what I kind of have been learning is like maybe those like very thick supportive sneakers aren't actually improving what's going on in my foot. So I bought these shoes by Flux Footwear. They have a roomy toe box. They have a zero drop.
I love a roomy toe box.
You know, again, I don't even think I knew what toe boxes were until I met you and started doing this podcast.
But now you're a toe box evangelist, right? Like you see how much better it is for your feet, for your toes to be able to like really be themselves.
Yeah, I'm really understanding that a confined tight shoe, especially around my toes, is not helping anything.
Not helping.
But this does feel like a truly like a part of the middle-aged transformation. You know, where I start wearing like orthotic shoes. Not that I haven't done that for a long time, but you know, like a senior citizen woman in like a orthotic sandal. You know that vibe, which I admire that vibe.
Oh, yes. And like, I'm going to embrace that vibe.
Like I'm there. I think that's where I live now.
Kate, I'm living there with you.
Great. Well, we will be like, there once was two old women who lived in an orthotic shoe.
Oh my God. We should write that.
Okay. I really do think though, like foot health is so important to our general well-being.
Yes.
And most of the shoes that we wear are not doing us any favors. And no. I'm not talking about like a high heel. I even mean like a Van.
Totally. Kate, I am so with you on this.
Well, I will tell you, you did text me and you did say like, oh, one of our like shared mutual friends is also into this kind of sneaker. And so I texted them and I was like, I hear you're also a barefoot sneaker fan. And they were like, wrong person. So I don't know who it is.
Oh, no. Her friend was into them. And she texted me that her friend was into these sneakers that I don't think are like marketed as barefoot sneakers, but are marketed as having a wide toe box. So I'm sorry if that was confusing for everyone involved.
That's
but
okay.
She herself is not a
got it.
Wide toe box or barefoot sneaker aficionado.
Well, and look, there's a lot of overlap within the wide toe box and the barefoot sneaker community, you know? I mean, we do kind of cross paths.
Totally. Literally and figuratively.
Quite literally and figuratively. But I'm enjoying how comfortable they are, and I'm trying to be really like tuned in to see if I feel like there's a shift in my plantar fasciitis. I'm also using my yoga toes and doing my stretches and all sorts of things, but I would really like this to go away. It's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would like this to go away for you too.
Well, thank you. It just means embracing the box. The toe box.
The toe box, as it were.
What a terrible phrase. Like, I truly have never hated phrase more than toe box.
Yeah, it's not a good phrase.
No. It's kind of gross. I don't know what it... It's not sexual, but it's just kind of like, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a thought. Just a thought on toe boxes. How are you doing over there, Dory?
Kate, you know, I'm hanging in here.
Okay.
I had a real... So, you know, we're recording this the day after daylight savings.
Oh, my God.
And I slept badly last night. I woke up in the middle of the night, was up for a little while, then was not helped by the advent of daylight savings.
Just because your child was like, "Wee, I'm awake." Or you were just kind of like, my body is
sort of, yeah,
sure
I was just out. I needed more sleep. I was just sort of out of it. And then I was like, I'm going to see if I can make it through the day without my second cup of coffee.
Daylight. Oh, because of sleep.
So I don't have trouble going to sleep tonight. And then in between our recordings, I was like, no, I need my coffee. So here I am drinking my coffee.
Oh, so when we took a little 5-minute break, I went and made lunch and you went and made your afternoon coffee.
I did.
Good for you.
So, you know, I just need to share that because I have to live my caffeinated truth.
That seems reasonable. I feel like it is a extra hard day to take out a cup of, if you're used to a cup of coffee with like post daylight savings. That's rough.
Yeah.
It really does muddle everything up. Although I will say the immense joy that I feel at the extra hour of sunlight at the end of the day is palpable. Like I feel it in my bones.
Yes. Yes, I feel that too.
I just wish they just let us have it. I wish we didn't have to do this terrible shift.
I know.
It drives me nuts every year.
I know, especially because it's like it's only an hour, but it really, really like gets to you.
It does. It does like confuse the body and the brain, and everybody, yeah, especially with like the younger kids, are all unsettled. It's just wish there was another way.
I know. Kate, on a completely different note, have I mentioned on the podcast that I think I'm going to grow out my hair?
Okay, you mentioned that you had seen a picture of yourself, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and had been like, oh yeah.
Okay. And I didn't talk about this on the podcast, right?
I don't think so.
I
so
don't
you're
think
growing.
I did.
You're going for a long look.
I think I'm going to go long again. So what happened was during the pandemic, the early days of the pandemic, which, you know, lasted for quite some time, hair salons were closed here in Los Angeles, and I didn't get a haircut for a long time, and my hair got very long. I don't have a lot of hair, but it grows very fast.
Okay.
So by like, you know, mid 2021, my hair was very long, and a photo came up on my iPad rotates like old photos sort of seemingly randomly. And a photo came up from that time and I was like, oh, my hair was so long. Like I didn't quite, you know, when you like your hair, you don't realize how long it is because it grows so gradually.
Yeah. And it's your hair.
And it's your hair.
You're like, ooh, look at that.
Yes. But I saw my hair and I was like, oh, it was really long. And I was like, I kind of like it long. So I think I'm going to grow it. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Now, it's already kind of long.
It is kind of long. You know, I always found, because like I had short hair for a long time, and I found that the difference between chin length and shoulder length is actually quite far. Like to get yes. past your shoulders is like, your hair is long by the time it gets past your shoulders. So I feel like I've already kind of like, I've reached that threshold. And feeling good about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. I like that our hair is just going in the different direction. Cause I just keep, I'm now in the like, oh, I've cut it short. I'm now just going to keep cutting it really short until I panic and then grow it back long again, which is another journey, which I'm sure you know of.
Totally.
You know that journey.
I do know this. Yeah.
But right now it's like chin length and I'm just.
You're just living that life.
It is very easy to yes. have, you know, it's not always easy because obviously, I mean, look, I have fairly a wavy straight hair. It doesn't require a ton of styling. And it's so much easier. Just even like the blow drying experience when I do blow dry it, it's just so.
Oh yeah. So quick. It takes like no time at all. It's the best.
Dory, this is just like a major random gear shift, but I just have to ask, do you have the viral Trader Joe's canvas bag?
I do not, Kate.
Have you followed this at all?
I have.
So you're aware of the viral Trader Joe's?
I am. The $2.99 like small canvas tote. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Have you gotten one?
I was curious. No, I mean, I have Trader Joe's bags.
Same. Also, frankly, the size seemed completely useless to me.
Well, it didn't seem like it was for groceries.
No.
It seems like it's just for hanging out.
What is it for? I ask.
I don't
you.
Know. I don't know. I'm kind of like, what is this? What is happening?
You know, Kate, the viral Trader Joe's item that I care about is the kimbap.
Oh, that's
and I would
a hard
just like
find.
Them to get their kimbap supply chain in order so that I can purchase it more consistently. It is
you
the
described
perfect,
like a delicious lunch and then you couldn't get it.
Yes,
again.
It is the perfect lunch. One package of kimbap is the perfect lunch. It's delicious, it's filling, it's like got veggies in it. I love
Sounds
it.
Sounds great.
The kimbap is great. I've also heard it's great with like, I guess, kimbap in like Korean cuisine. You can do like egg over it. I don't know. I'm going to experiment if I can ever get it again.
Yeah, I don't know, Dory. I don't know. When a Trader Joe's item goes big.
It goes
or when they
big.
Have a supply chain issue.
Oh my God.
As they once did for years with my black bean taquitos.
I think Henry's been eating the black bean taquitos.
Oh, lately. Those black bean taquitos were a staple in our home for years.
Yeah, I'm like, did they maybe they didn't anticipate how popular it was gonna be? Which I understand, but like it's been months. Get it together.
Get your shit together.
They did recently introduce a new product that I do like.
What is it?
Do you ever get those hold the cone mini cones?
Yes, I love those.
Okay, did you know that they introduced just like, it's basically like just the tip.
Wait, what?
It's not called that, but that's basically, I think that's what it is.
It's just the tip of an ice cream cone?
It's just the tip of the cone with the little like chocolate Hold the cone tips. That's what they're called.
There's no ice cream inside of them?
There's no ice cream. It's just waffle cone tips. Here, I'm going to send you the link and you will see what I mean. And they are just very the good. Tip. Just the tip. I mean, they really should have called it just
That's
the tip.
So horrible. I love it.
Oh, those look delicious.
Waffle they're cone really tips good. Filled they're with really dark chocolate? Good.
Yes.
Oh.
They're really good.
So they're not frozen. You don't get them in
no.
the frozen section.
Patently styled after our iconic Hold the Cone mini ice cream cones, which are found in our freezers, these cone tips are cookies, not ice cream.
Ooh.
In effect, we've removed the entire top portion of the cone, including the ice cream, leaving behind a conical nugget, the crunchiest part or the of the waffle cone where the seam comes to a point.
Ooh.
Mm.
God, I fucking love
They require
Trader Joe's.
No refrigeration. Yep. Delicious. They are just delicious. I highly, highly recommend. A great innovation in Trader Joe's products.
I mean, also, you know, the Trader Joe's Super Goop dupe sunscreen is... I know you're not a fan of
I'm
the
not a fan.
That's the glow screen, but like,
I'm not
if you are, just go get it at Trader Joe's. I think Elf might also
make
a dupe.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable. I was not really a fan of the Super Goop version either, so
right,
I don't know
right.
why not, I thought you're I would not be a fan.
You're not the text. You don't like the texture.
No, but you know what I do totally. Like that Super Goop makes is their Play sunscreen mousse.
I like that mousse too. I like the mousse too.
Yeah. All right, Kate, we need to take a break.
We do. We do. Let's get out of here.
Right, we'll be right back. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word.
Nice.
Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift-giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about... We have two Aura Frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one for my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
We're back. We forgot to remind everyone that you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. We're on Instagram at forever35podcast. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/forever35, where we do casual chats every week, which are kind of like what we do at the top of the show, just in a longer version. We're also recapping The OC. We're almost done, which is crazy, with the first season on our season one podcast. And we also do our product recall episodes on the Patreon. So check that out at patreon.com/forever35. We have our favorite products at shopmy.us/forever35. We also have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And probably most importantly of all, we have a phone number where you can call or text us at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Now, let us get to some of your emails and voicemails. First email. Dear Kat and Dora, I'd love to hear your reactions to the stand-up comedy special on Netflix by Jacqueline Novak. The New Yorker did a piece on her. I thought that y'all would find it as hilarious as I did. I feel like Kat, with your background in improv, could relate to her stagecraft, and Dora could appreciate the literary references.
You and I both saw this show in person, did we not?
I did not see this show in person.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I wanted to, and then I forget why I couldn't go. Scheduling, blah, blah, blah.
I actually saw her do this show at Largo in Los Angeles a few years ago. I don't know how long it's been now because time is a blur, but I saw her do the show. So I haven't watched the special because I've seen it live. This is not intended as a humble brag, but it is. But I thought it was great. I loved it. Have you watched the video special, Jory?
No, I need to watch it.
It's great. I mean, I haven't, again, I'm assuming it's very consistent with the live show, but it's really, really funny. And I like the Poog podcast, of which Jacqueline is a co-host along with the great Kate Berlant, who's one woman show I also liked. So
they are just one woman showing it up.
They're very talented, very smart, funny people. Mm-hmm. I admire them both. Mm-hmm. Slash, yep. I like hearing them talk about skincare.
Same.
But it is a great, I think that's that Jacqueline's show would be like a great pod recommendation for listeners. If anyone's interested. I feel like most people here, I feel like it's, you would enjoy it. Not for your kids. Not for kids.
Oh, not for your kids. Okay. You know what? Great tip.
I mean, it's about blowjobs.
Yeah. Okay. We get it. Okay. All right. We are going to hear a voicemail now.
Hey, y'all. This is Colleen from Texas. I was just listening to the podcast and Dory talking about all those people on Facebook that she like went on a trip with 15 years ago or what have you. And it made me laugh just because sometimes we joke that those like our most interesting friends. Like I grew up in small town Arkansas and a lot of people stayed in our hometown and there's not a whole lot going on. But somebody I hiked Machu Picchu with in 2013 is, you know, living in London and having this amazing adventure. So not to discount the folks that stayed in my hometown, but it is really interesting to see these people that you had like shared a really intense short experience with and then watch their lives play out. But sometimes it's weird because you think like, oh, if I saw them in person, would I say hi or would I kind of pretend I didn't see them? Have a good one.
Now, Kate, I sent you a screenshot of one of my people. We need to come up with a name for these people.
I have these people too, and I don't know what to call them either. I called them in the show documents, I called them blasts from the past, but that's not the right, that's not it.
No.
They're short-term friends with a long-term presence.
Yeah. They're not so, ghosts, exactly.
No.
All right, well, we'll think on this. But yeah, I sent you a screen grab of one of these people, and you were appropriately intrigued. Because she
was very intrigued.
A random person with a whole life.
Well, and she's led a whole life since you met her one time.
One time, like 15 years ago.
So wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It she also has makes
grandchildren.
It a lot-
she has grandchildren now. She's only like 6 years older than me, and she has grandchildren.
Oh, well, that was the most wild part. Where,
but then I remembered that in 2008 she did have a daughter who was like 20. Hmm. Like she had had one child very young, and then she had some younger children. But even her younger children are like 20 now.
I thought this was an interesting observation of like those people that we kind of meet in these arbitrary or like adventurous moments in our lives, how following along with them, like they kind of, it's interesting to see where their journeys take them.
Totally. Yes. Oh my God, wait, I just remembered another person and I wonder if I'm still Facebook friends with him. There was a guy who did big guy yoga.
Big guy yoga?
Yes, I'm still, wait, no. Is this him? No, this is someone else. Okay, sorry. Please proceed. Oh, yes, here he is. Here he is. I'm still Facebook friends with him. I went on a yoga and hiking retreat at Kripalu in like 2011. It was a 3-day, I think it was like a weekend thing. And there was this very nice guy there who was trying to kind of like make a name for himself by doing big guy yoga. I don't think he still does it, but we're Facebook friends.
I want to say too, you also went on an admirable amount of retreats.
I did. This was in a period of my life where... Well, the woman I sent you, I was partnered at the time, but like when I was single, I did go on a lot of trips.
I think that's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. But this the trip where I met this woman, I did have a boyfriend. But I went with a girlfriend. I went with a friend to Mexico. Yeah, that was like a fun thing that I used to do.
You were surfing, you were yoga-ing, you were really doing it all.
I was doing it up, Kate.
And, you were.
You know, I'm glad I had those experiences. Really glad.
I'm jealous.
Well, and I have all these cool Facebook friends now.
That's what I'm most jealous of is the Facebook friends you got from the experience.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's hear from another listener, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. They had some thoughts on this discussion. Okay. They wrote, "Hi, I just had to comment on the Facebook adding discussion. First, I've still added the people we sit with at dinner on cruises."
Okay. And sorry, I'm pausing just for 1 second.
Whoa.
This is exactly the type of person I'm talking about.
Yes. This is the best. You have this really intimate experience with them.
For a few hours.
Yes. Well, and then, on a cruise, you eat with them every day.
Right. True. Yes. Yes. So it is the exact same thing. You know them for a few days and then you're bonded for life.
Yes. I love this. And you're bonded through life, but not through a trauma experience. Like this is an entirely, totally. It's entirely different if it's a trauma experience, but
that
this is just,
so
it's
true.
It's not traumatic. It's just a lighthearted experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So they continue. They say, "I get like you, like, yeah, I guess it's a little weird that we'll never see each other again, but it reminds me how cool it is to just be a human and meet other humans and take part in new life experiences with them. And then I get to cheer them on from afar. And I think we could all benefit from more people in our cheering section."
Okay, Kate, I need to pause one more time.
Go on.
Before you go on with the rest of this, because in our casual chat last week, you were talking about how you feel like social media has just become this place where people are like, showing affiliate links and
we're just selling things.
And to me, this conversation, this text that we're having, like this feels like the original essence and goal of social media to really connect people and bring them together. And I think the fact that this does still exist on some small level is nice.
It brings you hope.
It does bring me hope. And I appreciate this listener for writing in about this. So I'm sorry. Please proceed. I'm sorry to interrupt, but listener, you are really inspiring.
You've really hit a nerve. Yeah, you are. You're taking Dory over the edge. Okay, so the second part of this text is that they said, I've started writing letters to friends I don't see frequently but have on social media. Like, yes, I see their life updates like their new puppy, but this gives us an opportunity to communicate more slowly about things they wouldn't post on social media and vice versa. The slowness of snail mail means time for more things to happen, and the fact that it's private means you get to go a little deeper. Just some thoughts. Love to you both. And then this person wrote us again a few days later and just said, I've started a list of things I love and it's life-changing, just like for fun. It's such a delight to slide into that feeling, the wonder of life. I feel like this person's kind of like life coaching us today.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is sort of reminiscent of a gratitude journal.
Yeah, similar, but I like this idea of just like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow. All right. Well, Kate, let's take another break.
Great.
And we'll be right back. Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh. So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, jennikayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay. Here's a question that we've gotten a bunch before, and I just threw it in to see if anything popped to mind for us. This person texted us and they said, "Hi, love the podcast so much. I'm going to visit LA for the first time later this month. I live in Indianapolis. What is your can't miss recommendation for me to do or eat? For context, I'm tagging along on my husband's work trip and will be there for a long weekend. Thanks." So I think the most important thing to understand about Los Angeles is that it is enormous. You will be getting around by car because that is just kind of where most people land when they're visiting. And the traffic here is miserable. So if you are staying in Santa Monica, which is the west side of Los Angeles, you're probably not going to want to try a restaurant in Pasadena, which is to the east of Los Angeles. It's its own city. So it's a little hard, I think, like whenever we get this question, it's a little hard to be like, you've got to go to this spot in downtown LA because you might be staying like in Westwood. The city is tricky for these kinds of things. So what I would do is I would look at whatever neighborhood you're staying in. You're welcome to text us back and tell us, but I would consider your neighborhood that you're in. Any other neighborhoods that you want to visit, like, oh, I've got to go to Venice and walk on Abbot Kinney, and then start to focus your restaurant searches that way. Because you're only here for a long weekend.
Right.
I don't think you're going to want to be traipsing around town. And there's such fantastic and such a diverse selection of food here and things to do. You kind of can't go wrong.
Okay, so I echo everything Kate is saying. I also think since you live in Indianapolis, it might be nice to, if you have the option, to stay near the beach because the beach is like so different from where you live. Like downtown LA is like a big, like it's like a lot of other big cities, but the beach feels like very LA in a way that like you can't get every other place. So that would be my first suggestion. And like Kate said, there's a ton to do like around Santa Monica and Venice and Malibu. And, you can like do all those things. The other thing that I like always think is fun to do if you have the time is a studio tour. And if you are staying over by the beach, the closest studio is probably Sony, and they do a studio tour. So you could do that. I just think it's like nice to do these sort of like quintessentially LA experiences or like Hollywood experiences that, again, like you can't get anywhere else. But like all the studios have tours. So if you're not staying by the beach, like you can choose which one you want to do. What are some other...
I would go for a hike. Just Los Angeles in the city, no matter where you're staying, is going to have most likely, if you're kind of near the hills, an accessible hike. And if you're anywhere else, you might have an accessible flat area to walk in. But the hikes in LA, some of them are beautiful. Some of them are just fun for people watching. Pick something relatively easy. Go to Griffith Park and look at the observatory. That's a good one. But I think walking in LA, I think it's really fun, and the weather will probably be beautiful. Like you just get a real nice Southern California outdoor experience.
Great suggestion, Kate. I like another like quintessentially LA place to go is Gelina or Giusta. There's also a restaurant on the Malibu Pier. I think it's called Malibu Farm. And the food is sort of like whatever, but it's like a lovely, again, like LA beach experience. I think, I love the beach. I think the beach is like a great activity.
I love riding. Like you can also rent bikes and then ride from like Malibu to Marina del Rey. And that's really fun to ride along the beach and just kind of take in the skateboarders and the people at the like lifting weights in Venice. And like, it's just kind of a fun LA experience. The other place I love, which if you can figure out how to get into, is the Magic Castle.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Which is literally a club, private club for magicians where you can go see shows. You have to know somebody who can help get you in. But
okay. I will say the last time I went to the Magic Castle, the main show, like if you end up going, you get a ticket to like the main, I forget what they call it, the main show. And the guy was like very MAGA.
Okay, gross. I mean, the Magic Castle has had some like controversial, I think, issues.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's time to like update the
Magic Castle.
The situation. So that just like your mileage may vary. And that, and he was the only, we saw a few shows that night and we saw some like close up magic and blah, and he was the only one who had that vibe. And his opener did not have that vibe, but like it was really like we were all sort of like, what?
Oh, that sucks.
So, you know, see who's performing, I would say. I think okay. It's on their website, who's performing every week. And just check them out. Check out their social media before you go.
Can I say one more thing? I love really old LA restaurants like Mousson Frank's. I love Smokehouse. Like, I just love the kind of like old storied restaurants of LA. So, and Mousson Frank's, I think, is kind of like the most fun old school.
Totally.
So I would check that out.
Mousson Frank's is great. Dantana's is great.
I've never been there.
Oh my God, Kate, we should go.
Okay, I would love that. I've also never been to El Coyote.
Oh, I'll go there with you, but it's like, I mean, the food is...
It's fine. But that's another old one. That's like almost
100
years old.
It is another
old
one.
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
All right.
All right. Can we just read this baby gate one and
be done with it?
Intentions.
We sure can, Dory. Let's get the show on the road.
All right, here's another email. Just wanted to share a quick laugh with you. I sold a baby gate on Facebook Marketplace, and the lady who picked it up took a step into my hallway and goes, "Don't worry about the state of your house. I've had kids, so I know what it's like." I couldn't help but laugh because I hadn't even realized it looked that chaotic. Guess I've become immune to the piles of stuff everywhere. I'm not the tidiest, but I refuse to let it stop me from having friends over, embracing the mess, you know? Hope this brings a smile to your face. That did bring a smile to my face. Thank you so much for that smile.
I'm smiling as well.
It's very funny.
That's hilarious.
It's like, don't worry about like, don't worry about this thing that that you hadn't even realized was like a quote unquote problem is hilarious to me.
I know. I can't decide if that's like helpful or an insult. Like, I can't figure out how I feel about that statement.
I think ultimately unhelpful, but like funny. Like, I think it's okay to say something like that if the person is like, "Oh my God, I know my house is so messy.
Yes.
I'm so sorry." Then you can be like, "Oh, don't worry about it. I've had kids. I've been there." But to like preemptively say that when the person has not said anything is a little I get it was probably well-intentioned.
Sure.
But a little off, if you will.
But
yes. Okay, Kate, last week you were going to do, so we're in the intention zone now. Welcome. Whee! Welcome Here one we and all.
Okay.
How was your foot rolling?
I mean, you can see I'm just embracing all aspects of foot care. It's
you
going
are,
well, Dory.
I am this
just,
for you.
I am rolling. I'm massaging. I'm doing all of it. So I'm doing it. I'm being consistent. That's the most important thing.
Okay, that's great. And what do you have going on this week?
This week, I got a digital camera in my Buy Nothing group. I'm very excited to be joining the teens of America in using an old digital. I couldn't find any of my digital cameras.
I have mine and I have the charger.
You need to, Dory, these are the hottest ticket items for the youth right now.
Wait, I'm showing you. I'm going to show you.
Oh, you have it like right?
Holding-
oh my gosh, look at your little elf.
Yeah, I have a little elf.
We definitely still have them somewhere, but I couldn't find them. And I started hyperfixating. And then I was like, I'm going to post and buy nothing. And someone came through. It didn't come with the charger. So I've got to figure that out. But
I have a charger and I still have an SD card in
here.
You've got to,
you should start using it. Like, I think
it's a great.
What is
on this SD card?
Oh, Dory. Buckle
oh,
up.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think it's so interesting that like the youngs are fooling around with digital cameras, like old ones, vintage ones, but you know what I mean? It's the one that we had when we were in our 20s.
Yes.
And I also like it as a tool to get me off my phone, because often I'm like, oh, I've got to bring my phone. It's my camera. But what if it wasn't? What if a camera was my camera?
Yeah.
Mind blown. So.
Yeah.
I'm leaning into that today.
I love this for you.
What are you up to? Tell me what's going on
over
there.
Okay, so last week I was talking about my tennis elbow. Now, I did go to see a doctor, and he gave me some anti-inflammatory meds that have been helping, but my understanding is that they just like mask the symptoms. They don't actually like cure anything. And I was supposed to start physical therapy on Thursday, and they called me the day before and were like, your therapist is not available, like in this sort of like mysterious way that made it sound like there was some like scandal.
Oh no.
And then they weren't able to reschedule me for like, and I had an appointment. I have another appointment on this coming week, but they were like, well, you need an evaluation. So like now it's this whole thing. And like, I don't know when physical therapy is actually going to start, but I was able to play tennis this weekend and it was fine. But like, again, I'm like, am I doing more damage? TBD. So that's what's going on. So Kate, I mentioned this on the casual chat, but we are going glamping with Henry's school and I'm really excited about it. And it's really like it's a weekend for him and I want it to be like very special for him. It's going to be his like last time with his friends from preschool. And I mean, obviously he will still go to school for the rest of the year, but like, this is like a special thing away that he gets to do. And he's so excited about it. And I just want it to be like a nice special time for him. So that is what I'm doing, which I think basically just means buying s'more supplies, because that seems to be what he's most excited about.
Yum.
I'll save you a s'more.
That's what I'm excited about.
Right? Okay. Well, Kate, this has been a delight. And I just want to remind everyone that Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. Thank you all so very much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.